Yeah, there's Barry White. You see the trouble with me. Good afternoon. Welcome back all. 9 minutes past three. Now then, the obstinate grandmother who lured Jamie Oliver to Cornwall. It was not the golden sun, crashing surf, or the lure of the West Country that persuaded Jamie Oliver to set up his latest restaurant on a Cornish beach. It was a 66-year-old granny who refused to take no for an answer. Let me introduce to the West Midlands that 66-year-old granny who I've just been told hates being called a granny. Are you there, Betty Hale?
I am.
Hello, nice to speak to you. Good afternoon and congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, it wasn't all just me.
Well, actually, you say that, but I think you're being very modest there. Jamie Oliver does actually say if it wasn't for the way you approached him, then he wouldn't have done it. He was saying that you were so polite. And before we get to that, I think we're going towards the end of the story before people know the beginning of the story. Hmm. Tell us exactly what's gone on, Betty.
Well, in 2004, about April time, I telephoned his office in London and spoke to his assistant, Danny McGovern, who's a lovely chap, an Australian chap, and I told him that I thought that Cornwall would make an ideal place for another 15, and we had a natter about Cornwall in general, and of course Danny knows Cornwall very well, and he agreed it was a super place, and maybe that would be a good idea. And he suggested that I have a natter with his new managing director, and that's Liam Black, who's the foundation director, managing director. And he promised that when he was in post, because he was about to join them, he would get him to telephone. And so that's what happened. He did telephone me.
Jamie Oliver did?
No, Liam Black, managing director.
And Betty, tell us what 15 is and the theory and the ethos behind it.
Oh, well, 15 is a programme, a foundation, which provides, obviously, the youngsters who are unemployed and generally they have a problem to overcome in some way, whether it be drugs, alcohol, social problems, whatever. They go through an application process which includes food tasting and aptitude and interest in food and that sort of thing, much more complicated than that. You ought to talk to people at the foundation to get the real story. And they select from, obviously, many applicants, at least 20 students, so that with maybe those that drop out, they will have 15 remaining to go on to the program. They have a six-week attendance at college, and they learn all of their health and safety things,
right?
Kitchen hygiene,
so
blah blah.
Got you. So Jamie Oliver basically gives the opportunity to 15 people who are unemployed or who have social difficulties the opportunity for a full-time job, working and being trained by one of the best-known chefs in the country.
They have one-to-one tuition. It's
right.
The most marvellous programme, yes, and they have support throughout the programme as well.
And Betty, Cornwall is a very deprived region of the country, isn't it? High unemployment and issues like that.
Well, actually, employment isn't high, but if you look at the types of employment, it is actually seasonal. A lot of it is seasonal, and of course a lot of it's minimum wage. So it isn't the sort of employment that would actually allow people to lead a reasonable way of life or to buy their own houses. That's another big problem
down
here.
Of course. I meant to say high unemployment, not high employment. And also,
yes.
I read here that academia isn't as strong. The results for O-levels and GCSEs and A-levels isn't as strong either in that part of the world.
I'm not qualified to tell you that, I'm afraid, Mark. No,
unfortunately, it's true. So you've definitely brought possibly one of the leading lights in the kitchen down to the southwest to give Cornwall a bit of publicity. Tell us about the restaurant as well. What sort of restaurant is it?
Oh, it's a wonderful restaurant, beautifully designed, and it actually looks as though it's been there forever. It's very simple, and it's right on the beach front, so that you, from the restaurant, you overlook this wonderful expanse of beach and straight onto the sea. And when the tide's in, it laps against the bottom of the building. It's a wonderful sight. Couldn't be finer.
And I dare say you'll be doing a lot of fresh fish.
Oh, gosh, yes. Well, everything is locally produced. All of the food, I believe, is sourced locally, and we have some of the finest. Our dairy produce, the fish Everything that we produce in Cornwall is absolutely beautiful. I don't know why we need to bring anything from anywhere. We can produce it all ourselves.
Are you worried that some of the chefs, once they get employment at this restaurant and fine-tune their skills, that they'll leave Cornwall and cook their food elsewhere in the country?
Well, it's inevitable, really, given the number. If you look at the people who graduate from London, they go off all over the world, some of them, but... obviously, some of the people will remain here, which is excellent, and it will raise the standards of hospitality here. Although it's already excellent, it can't help but sort of raise those standards too. It's just it has so many knock-on effects, this program. And I mean, Jamie Oliver is such a marvellous young man to have to put this in place when he could have just run off into the sunset with his money, couldn't he? Mm. But he was trying to redress what happened with his upbringing, well, his education, where his slight dyslexia, I believe, gave him enormous problems. He was labelled thick. Well, he is not by any manner of means thick. He's as bright as a button, and this really is a marvellous example for anyone who's had difficulties to give them the hope to overcome them.
Yeah, good for you. I've met him. He's a charming gentleman, isn't he?
Isn't he smashing?
Well, listen, congratulations. I'm looking at a picture of you being hugged by Jamie on page 5 of the Times. I dare say that photograph is currently being framed down the local framer, isn't he? With some nice, nice mahogany frame.
No, of course not. But I do wish people would look at it and realise that grannies of 66 don't have to be knitting hats and sitting in a rocking chair.
I mean, you look more like his girlfriend, to be honest. Congratulations.
God help him.
On the eternal cup of youth as well. Thanks for your time, Betty.
And thank you for yours.
And best of luck.
And you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.